to sleep, perchance to dream. Our experience of the dream state is a universal experience common to all sentient beings. Hence, the bard's famous soliloquy in his play, Hamlet. I found myself in a dream the other night in a delightful conversation with a friend, a fellow devotee of Sri Bhagavan. He had called me to his residence to discuss a question that he had. After finishing this discussion in this dream, I left to return to my place. However, he called me back and wanted to discuss another matter. Now, on returning to his place, I found that I could not enter the front door. So, not having easy, immediate access, I climbed with grace and surprising agility the side of his building, 3 stories tall, and entered by way of a window into his apartment. We discussed the second question that he posed, and I expressed my concern to him that I had needed to return home for important engagement, and that we would have easily discussed this question also during my first visit with him. He apologized for causing my delay, but encouraged me by telling me to bear all events with equanimity, as in fact my friend always did. Having encouraged me, he deftly climbed on the kitchen counter, reached high up to grab a box of cornflakes, and happily proceeded to share the treat with all of the devotees present, a feat that did not seem out of the ordinary at all. Though in day-to-day life, my friend had significant mobility challenges. I woke with a start and with a very clear recollection of all that I had just dreamt. I was surprised to see that all that had just occurred, so very tangible that it left no doubt of its reality, was indeed the stuff that dreams are made of. The friend that I had intimately conversed with in the dream had passed away a few years previously, but there was no doubt in my mind of his immediate presence at that time, not one iota. I had no hesitation at all to accept what happened in the dream state as real. This is something that is experienced by us all, night after night. Sri Bhagavan instructs us about the dream state in Who Am I? And in doing so, gives us an insight into our own reality. Except that the wakeful state is long and the dream state short, there is no difference between the two. All the activities of the dream state appear, for the time being, just as real as the activities of the wakeful state seem to be while awake. During the dream state, the mind assumes another form or a different bodily sheet. For thoughts on the one hand and name and form on the other occur simultaneously during both the wakeful and dream states. During the dream, I did indeed totally identify with another body. Without any hesitation, I can say with certainty, this body of the waking state would not claim the outside of an apartment building with such ease. In addition, an entire world was taken as real, complete with friends, objects, time, and space. The dream world could not exist were it not for the thoughts that constitute it. Sri Bhagavan points out clearly that it is the same, in fact, in our waking state. Nor is there any such thing as the physical world apart from and independent of thought. In deep sleep, there are no thoughts, nor is there the world. In the wakeful and dream states, thoughts are present, and that is also the world. Just as the spider draws out the thread for the cobweb from within itself and withdraws it again into itself, in the same way, the mind projects the world out of itself and absorbs it back into itself. The world is perceived as an apparent objective reality when the mind is externalized, thereby forsaking its identity with the self. When the world is thus perceived, the true nature of the self is not revealed. Conversely, when the self is realized, the world ceases to appear as an objective reality. By a steady and continuous investigation into the nature of the mind is transformed into that to which the I refers, and that is in fact the self. And as Sri Bhagavan states at the beginning of Who Am I? For obtaining such knowledge, the inquiry, Who am I? In quest of the self is the best means. May we wake from the dream of this life into the reality of that which is the essence of all by His grace. Nova Scotia, Devotee.